But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. Hallelujah. If the Lord would help us just a little while, I'd like to preach on man's desire for God's Holy Ghost fire. Could we just ask the Lord to help us tonight? Amen. Father, church we went to that me and my wife was married at Spalding Road, where Brother Larry Thomas is pastor. Y'all know if you know Brother Thomas or not. And we had a lady in that church, and two of her boys are pastor, and her husband was a pastor. She's a little bitty old grandma, just to say it in a nice way. And when I say grandma, I like grandmas, all right? Amen. I'm a grandpa now. Hallelujah. I like them better now. I do. I really like that grandma right over there. Amen. And we had a little lady there, and her name was Sister Petrie. Sister Petrie. Brother Landon, you've heard me tell this story. Sister Petrie, she is a sweet little old woman, and she wore those, she looked like a grandma, amen, you know what I mean? She had a little bun on top of her head, you know, and she had a long dress down to her ankles, you know, and she had those long sleeves, and she had a little old cute handkerchief tucked up in her sleeve right there. Brother Tommy had it tucked up in her sleeve. If she weighed 100 pounds soaking wet, it would have really shocked me. Brother, she was as skinny a little woman as I'd ever seen in my life. And she'd step out now. She'd get service be going, and they'd be singing songs like you know they were just singing a few minutes ago. And man, I mean, she'd get going. And she had what she always called, she called it a sanctified holler. You ever heard a sanctified holler? Hers, I can't mimic it, but it went something like whoop, but it's real high, you know. It's a sanctified holler, and she got it real high, you know. And she'd step out now, and she'd ask the pastor, she'd say, "Could I testify?" You know, and she could barely walk. She was close to, you know, I don't know how old she was. She's getting up there. She could just barely walk, and she'd step out in the aisle, and she'd start talking, and she'd say, "When I got saved," and she'd be just about shouting, you know, when she'd say it. She'd say, "When I got saved," she'd say, "The Lord saved me from love songs and checkers." That's what she said. That's what she said. She said, "The Lord saved me from love songs and checkers. I'm still in my sin. I love checkers." No. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't take me to Cracker Barrel. No. Praise God. And once she said that, the Holy Ghost would hit her. And all 90 pounds of her probably would shout to the front of that church, just waving that handkerchief and giving that sanctified holler. Amen. I like those kind of days. I really do. I really do. But I said all of that to say this. You know, there was never a doubt in my mind that she loved the Lord. Never a doubt in my mind. Could I just say this to you tonight? We need to. There's a strong word that the court system uses. You know, because a lot of times when you stand up there and they'll say, "Do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth?" You know, they'll tell you that. They'll ask you to say that. And if you've got a conviction against saying, you know, "I swear," the next word that they use is, you would say, "I affirm." All right, that's the same thing. It said, "I affirm." Could I say this in a nice way tonight? We need to affirm our affections to God. We need to make sure He knows that we love Him. Hallelujah. Could I say that again? I said, we really need to make sure He knows that we love Him. Hallelujah. You know, I don't care how you do it. You know, it really doesn't matter how you show your affection to the Lord. Amen. You might be one of those that just wants to jump straight up and down and shout hallelujah to the top of your voice. That's okay. Just go ahead and show, amen, affirm your affection to God. Amen. Just show Him how much you love Him. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." Now, Jesus worded it like this, and I'll preach to you in a minute. Jesus worded like this. One of them come to Him and said, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment." Hallelujah. "And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I want you to know tonight, it'd be okay if we just affirmed our affections to the Lord tonight and told Him just how much we love Him. We were in revival at Brother Heights, and I got carried away, brother, in service one night. And you know, I like to have revival when I come to revival too. I when somebody's singing, I don't have to pull the chain for the bell to ring. One of you pull it. I'll shout just as loud with you. Amen. And I remember I was there that day, and I don't know what in the world they were doing, but the Holy Ghost got on me, and I started just thinking in my heart how wonderful Jesus was and how great that He was, and how unworthy I was, and how He saved me out of my sins. And before I knew what I was doing, I was walking down the center aisle of that church, Brother Tolliver, doing one of the craziest things I'd ever done in my life. I blew kisses to the Lord. You said, "That's stupid." You don't know how I felt. You don't know what was going on inside of me. Inside of me, I was feeling the power of God, and it didn't matter. I just wanted to blow kisses at the Lord's feet. I want you to know tonight, it'd do some of us good if we just learned how to say, "Jesus, I love you." Amen. You ever tried that? Amen. Can we just stop right here just for a moment? Amen. And if you don't mean it, don't say it. But if you really mean it, could you just throw your head back to heaven and say, "Jesus, I love you." Hallelujah. Amen. I want the world to know that I love you. I want my children to know that I love you. I want my wife to know that I love you. Oh, glory be to God. Why don't we just affirm our affection to Him tonight? Amen. 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 Oh, I like to tell Him. I like to tell Him that I love Him. I'm getting in one of those kiss throwing moods tonight, to tell you the truth. Hallelujah. I think about how good he is. I think about all the mercy he showed me. I think about where I could have been, about where I was headed. Amen. I'm thinking about the shape that some of my friends ended up in. I think about the shape some of my own family ended up in. And somehow he looked down through the ages of time and he saw a worthless, good for nothing boy like me. And he said, I love him and I'm going to save him. How in the world can I come into his house and begin to lift up his name and not want to just show him some way, somehow, that I love him? I don't know what you might want to do. You might want to raise your hands and wave it. You might want to jump up and down. I don't know what you want to do. But could you let the Lord know that you love him tonight? You see, man's desire. Desire is a strong word. Amen. Desire is passion. I mean, it is an uncontrollable passion. That's what desire is. It is an uncontrollable passion. Now, unholy desires can create bonds. Amen. There's men that are bound by sin tonight because of an unholy desire. Amen. There's women tonight that are bound by things that they wish they could get away from. And it all started with an unholy desire. Amen. But could I tell you tonight, the Bible tells us in First John chapter 2 and verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We need to break those unholy ties, don't we? Stay with me just a little while tonight. I said we need to break those unholy ties. I want you to know this world is a pulling for your affection. And it's a pulling for your attention. The devil knows if he can get you to take your eyes off of the Lord. The devil knows if he can get you to have your affections somewhere else other than the Lord, that he's got a good chance of leading you out of the house of God. Help me preach to you just a little while tonight. Amen. I say, amen. Wherefore we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Let's get rid of these unholy bonds. Now, we'll talk to you just a little while tonight. I'm not going to preach real fast, but I'm not going to preach real long either. I think the greatest sin and the greatest hindrance to our movement right now is simply a word called complacency. We're happy where we are at. Spiritually, I'm talking tonight. We are happy where we are at. We see no need to get any closer to God than we are right now. We can go through the motions. We can do everything that we need to do. But complacency has set into us. There's just not that desire that's really in our heart that needs to be. Amen. You see, complacency and desire are at two extremes. Amen. You can't have real desire and have complacency at the same time. Amen. Help me preach to you just a little while. You can't be happy just going through the motions if you got a burning desire to be close to God. Amen. Oh, I like that burning desire, don't you? I mean, it'll make you get out of the bed in the morning, raise your hands to heaven and magnify God, whether you feel like it or not. It's the kind of desire that'll bring you to the house of God after 3 weeks of revival with a smile on your face and a song in your heart and a glory in your lips. Oh, help me just a little while. Amen. I don't want to be complacent. Now, we've got used to it, don't we? We know how service is going to go. Almost always, we know how service is going to go. Amen. We're gonna come in. We're going to sing. We're going to give our prayer requests. We're gonna have a few testimonies, a special song or two. The preacher's going to preach. Amen. We're going to come to the altar. We're going to pray for a little while. And we're going to go home. And some folks are perfectly satisfied with that. Amen. I'm not running that down because we have to have a some kind of form. Amen. We've got to have some kind of way to run a service. I understand that. But what I don't understand is when we program the Holy Ghost out of our move. Amen. And it's not necessarily the leadership of the church that programs the Holy Ghost out, but it's us before we ever get to the house of God. We do not come in with the expectation of the manifest of the power of Almighty God. I want you to know tonight, we need to get past that spiritual complacency. Amen. You know, it's that place that we get where we can just go on just like we're going. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. Amen. We're just going to come to church. We're going to do what we've always done. We're going to go home. We're going to be just fine. Amen. But somehow, I've watched it across this country, Brother Darrell, as the numbers have dropped from the Holiness Church. I've watched churches that once ran large numbers all at once begin to run lower numbers. I have watched backslider after backslider walk out of the house of God, never to come back in. And I wondered where we can attribute that all to. I've watched young people, amen, come to the house of God and be unconcerned about what was going on, amen, because they had something else vying for their attention and for their affections. Amen. But oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had one of those old time heaven sent Holy Ghost moves tonight that would cause men and women to shake themselves right where they're at and step out of that spiritual complacency. Now, it's not bad to be good. Some people are good and they're happy about it. And they're doing right. They're paying their tithes. You ought to do that. Amen. They're coming to the house of God. You ought to do that. Amen. But God really wants your love. I said, God really wants your love. Amen. Now, can you imagine? Amen. Now, Brother Tommy, you're going to have to use your imagination here just for a moment, okay? Right. Just use it just for a little bit here. Now, can you imagine? Amen. Me, 20 years old. I was a good looking thing, let me tell you. No, maybe I wouldn't. And I had this little girl right here. Now you can imagine. Now I'm 20 years old and I'm happy and I go back to her and I say, will you marry me? And she said, yes. And then I said, well, good, we're going to get married. Amen. And then she just goes back to her life and I just go back to my life. I'm 21 years old now and I come back there. We're going to get married. Oh, you're so pretty. That's a wonderful. We're going to get married. Amen. That's all. We got to use your imagination here now, Brother Tommy. Now it's 10 years later, and I'm 31 years old. I'm 31 years old. Oh, you're so pretty. We're going to get married someday. Hallelujah. We really are. And now let's take it back another little while. I'm 41 years old now. Amen. Landon, are you listening, son? Hallelujah. I'm 40 years old. Amen. I'm going back there, and I grab her by the hand. Right now. Now we're going to get married someday. Amen. Now, after a while, amen, she's already stayed with me longer than most of them would. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm 51. I'm going to go back to her and say the same thing. Wait a minute here. Amen. I know you told Jesus you loved him when you got saved. But when's the last time you demonstrated that you loved him? When's the last time you showed the world and everybody else that you loved him? When's the last time you couldn't wait to come to the house of God? You got up, you ran to the altar, you threw your hands up in the air, and you just told everybody, I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you think it's about time we demonstrate? Amen. I said, don't you think it's about time we show the Lord that we love Him? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. But I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Still keep that imagination there. Amen. I didn't do that. Amen. She turned 18. Amen. On October. Amen. 16th. Amen. October 16th, 1982. That's when she turned 18 years old. And her daddy liked me, but I wanted to make it legal, you know. In Ohio, you couldn't get married till you was 18. Amen. So she turned 18 on October 16th on a Saturday in 1982. And I married her on October 23rd on a Saturday, 1982. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's not been a day that I remember in all of those years that I have not told her that I loved her. Amen. I don't know. Do you ever remember a day me not saying it at least 5 or 6 times? Amen. I married over my head. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to know right now, every day I go up to her and say, honey, I love you. Honey, are y'all listening to me tonight? I said, are y'all really listening to me? That's because I'm happy being married to my wife. Amen. But I'll tell you one thing. Amen. I've been saved for 33 years now. And you know what I do? No longer now. I've been saved since 1979. Amen. I'm getting way up there now. You know what? Every day I go to Him and I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you, Jesus. Is there anything wrong with just showing the Lord that you love Him tonight? But I'll tell you why a lot of our love is waxing like it is. You remember the story of the prophet, amen, that handed him the arrows and he said, smite the ground. And he smote the ground once, and he smote the ground twice, and he smote the ground 3 times, and that's all that he did. And the prophet got mad. He said, don't you realize you should have smote that ground 5 or 6 times, and God would have gave you complete victory? I want to tell somebody tonight, it's about time you break the arrows back out. I said, it's about time you break the arrows back out and begin to smite the ground. Some of you need to lose your pride. Amen. I said, some of you need to lose your pride and you need to smite the ground again and again. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. It'd be good if some of you would just get shook loose tonight. Raise your hands and ask God to give you a desire for Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Teresa, sitting in the back of 10th Street, and Brother Douglas Meadows come and preach me a meeting, and he is sitting over there on that side, second seat, him and his family, Vonda, and she was sitting over there, and Brother Douglas was, and his wife, and his children, and Sister Vonda, she always sat in the back. Now, there's one thing that Sister Vonda knew how to do. She knew how to love the Lord. I mean, she loved Him. And you just let a glimmer of the Holy Ghost come by. I mean, it didn't have to be a bomb. I mean, you just let somebody sing the right note. And all at once, amen, Sister Vonda would come out of that back pew where she always sat towards the back. She's a very humble woman. She'd come out of that back pew and her hair was long and she'd have it up on her head. But every time she'd walk, she'd bow. Amen. And she'd walk a little bit farther. Brother Tommy, she'd bow. And before long, amen, that hair shot out, hairpins everywhere. That hair shot straight out. And she got up around Brother Douglas's little boy. Amen. I don't think he'd ever seen nothing like that in his life. That woman was a popping that hair. Pow, pow, pow. And then Brother Douglas's boy, like he was scared to death of it. I mean, whoa, what's she doing? Hallelujah. I'll tell you what she's doing. She's demonstrating to God. I said she was demonstrating to God. Amen. That she loved him. Don't you think tonight, really deep down inside, if you love him, you're going to tell him every now and then. If you love him, you're going to raise your hands and glorify his name. If you love him, you're just going to shout, oh, Jesus, I love you, I love you, I love you. Hallelujah, I'm trying to hurry. I'm trying to hurry. I'm not going to preach much longer. 5 more minutes, I'm going to try to be done. Amen, but let me tell you what's happened to us. Amen, we have lost our effect in a lot of our churches because we remain empty rather than full. Hallelujah. You see, that unclean spirit, when it has gone out of the man, it walketh through dry places seeking rest and finding none. Then he saith, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Oh God, help me just a little while. We tell our young folks, we tell our folks that's getting saved, hey, come and forsake all of your sins. Lay down everything you've been doing. Forsake every place you've been going. Stop listening to everything you've been listening to. Stop watching everything you've been watching. Amen. Come and give it all to God. Amen. Clean your house out just right. Amen. Move up, shape up. Do everything you know to do. Comb your hair right. Amen. Spit white. Do all of the things you need to do. Amen. Let's make it just like you want to. Amen. Move up to the letter of the law. But when they've emptied their house and they swept it and they've garnished it, they're still empty as empty can be. There's nothing there. Are you hearing me? I said there's nothing there. And it isn't long before the devil comes back around and he finds you just as empty as you've ever been in your life. I got saved, Brother Landon. When I got saved, I really wasn't looking to get saved. I really wasn't looking to get saved. God just spoke to me and I listened to him. Amen. But I started laying stuff down. Brother Darrell, I mean, I started getting rid of the sin. I mean, I stopped going to the places I used to go. I stopped doing the things that I've been doing. And I started emptying all of that stuff out of my heart. Amen. That's all right to do that. Amen. That's what we do is we empty all of that stuff out. I got saved at a worldly church. It didn't teach me no holiness or no purity, but I just done a lot of that stuff on my own. I started laying it down. I started laying it down and laying it down. And before long, amen, I found out I wasn't going. Don't fall out with me here. Amen. Please don't fall out with me. I stopped running with the same crowd that I used to run with. My brother-in-law looked at me when I got saved and he said, I give you 3 weeks and you'll be back like we were. And I knew I wasn't going to be that way because something happened to me that night. But I was emptying out. And one night I was so empty. There was nothing on the inside of me. I was glad I was saved. I knew my sins were gone. But I was the most miserable young man you had ever seen in your life. And my nerves got a hold of me. Are you listening to me just a little while? Amen. My nerves got a hold of me. And I thought, oh God, what is this? I ain't got nothing to do anymore. I've stopped running with all of my friends. I've stopped partying. I've stopped doing all the things I'm doing. And now I'm just going to the house of God and I'm going through the motions. And there's, oh, help me preach to you just a little while. There's nothing there. There's nothing on the inside of me. And all at once, Brother Larry Thomas, I wasn't going to his church yet. He come over, amen, to that house. We live right next door to him. And I didn't know nothing about what he was doing, but he come over to me, to my house, and he got down beside me. And that man started praying right there beside me. And I was thinking, oh God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Amen. I threw away my whole life now. I've turned to this religion, and this religion ain't done me no good. Amen. That's what I was thinking in my mind, you know. Now I'm miserable. I'm tormented. What am I going to do? And that man got down beside me, and he began to pray. And as he began to pray, the power of God began to fall on me. And that empty vessel that I had began to get some stuff in it. And I found it easier to raise my hand and say, thank you, Jesus, for so. Help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for washing away my sins. Amen. I don't regret anything that I gave up, Brother Trenton. I don't regret anything that I ever laid down. But you know what I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for what God put back inside of me. I'm not worried about all. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said I'm not worried about all that I laid down, but I'm worried about all that I got filled up with. I want you to know right now, it's wonderful that you're sanctified. It's wonderful that you're cleansed. But are you filled tonight? I said, are you filled tonight? Do you have something inside of you, amen, that makes you want to shout hallelujah? Do you have something inside of you that you want to give to somebody else? Do you know what the cry of the church should be right now in this last hour? The cry of the church should be, Lord, we must be filled. Amen. I know there's been that cleansing, brother. Oh, I've watched it take place. Brother, I've watched the countenance change on their face. Has God saved them? Oh, but do you remember the day where the Lord started moving on you? Do you remember the day when that shout come inside you? Do you remember the day where it started bubbling up in you and you didn't know? Amen. I mean, you didn't know what you was going to do. You just had to. You know what I'm talking about, son? You will here in just a little while. Amen. You get turned just right, just loose, just right. I'll tell you what you'll do. You might go back through there, boy. You never know what you might do. Amen. You might come out of there. You got a handkerchief? You need to borrow mine. You might need to tuck that in your sleeve right like Vestal did. Tuck that in there just like that and come out and say, God sanctified me from checkers and love songs. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Help me preach these. Just, I'm almost done. I'm trying to tell somebody, amen, you need a desire, amen, to be filled with Holy Ghost fire. You ain't ever going to get nothing from God. Sit there like you're sitting. You know what bothers me? Yep. And there's no joy on the inside. There's no glory. Help me, Holy Ghost, right now. There's no glory. Don't you miss the glory? Is there anybody in this place that misses the glory of the Lord the way it used to fall? I dare say it's just as real tonight as it's ever been. But is there anybody in this house that has a desire for Holy Ghost fire? Now I'm going to be honest with you. If I could get these young people to just open up to me tonight, you know what they'd tell me? You know what they'd tell me, brother? They'd say, you know, I know what you're talking about because I'm there. I've gave up everything just like they've asked me to do. I've laid aside all of my sins just like they asked me to do. I changed my dress style. I changed everything about me. I stopped running with the wrong crowd. And now I'm just sitting at home and not getting much out of it. Is there any young person? Can I just ask all the parents to bow your heads? Could I just ask all the parents to bow your head real quick? Parents, older folks, bow your head. But I wonder if there's any young people, just raise your hand and say, "Preacher, I know what you're talking about, feeling empty, because I've been there myself." Would you raise your hand? Come on. Be honest. Be honest. Come on. Come on. Their hand's going up. Amen. Their hand's going up. You know what it is? They know what it is to lay it down, but we need to show them what it is to fill it up. Fill it up. Wouldn't you like to see the Lord do that tonight? I said, wouldn't you like to see the Lord do that tonight? Wouldn't you like to see the Lord touch some of these young people right here tonight? And he put a shout in them and a dance in them and a worship in them. Amen. They're not worried about what anybody says anymore. They're not worried about what anybody thinks anymore. They just want to get beside themselves, raise their hands to heaven, and worship God. Could we stand all over the building? I went 5 minutes longer than I should have tonight. But I need to tell you right now, I wish that some of you would just get turned loose. Just get turned loose. Hallelujah. I'll tell you this story. But back years ago, we would, when I just young person, we probably had 40, 45 people in our youth group. And we would meet. We would meet in the basement of the church. We had a basement in that church, and we'd meet down there in that basement. And we'd get down there all by ourselves, just the young people. Just the young people there at Spalding Road, we'd get down there by ourselves. And that'd be, you know, the boys would go in one room, so, you know, it'd be separated, and the girls would go down the hall into another Sunday school room, and they'd begin to pray. And I remember one night we had a guest speaker at the church, and we all come early on a Saturday night to beat it all. It was a Saturday night. Amen. We come to church on that Saturday night, and all of us went down to that room, and a few of us young men, we were really getting full of the Spirit of God. Amen. And we got down there, and it wasn't long before there's a few of us said, "Hallelujah." We were saying, "Glory to God." Amen. There's a few of us. We were saying hallelujah. Amen. Me and him were saying hallelujah, and we're saying glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Then another one joins us over here. Amen. I mean, we were starting to feel it about then, and it got about 20 minutes before church time, and then the Holy Ghost fell in that room, and we were trying to say hallelujah, but we were saying something else in a different language. We began to speak in other tongues. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? We began to speak in other tongues, brother, and it wasn't long. There's about 15 of those young men down there, and they were all speaking in other tongues. And then over on the other side, amen, of the hallway, amen, the girls were down there, and they got so many of them girls down there, they broke out into the hallway. And they broke out in the hallway, and their hands was in the air. And they were shouting and a praising God. Amen. They started service at 7:30. 7:30 went by. We were still shouting downstairs. They were still walking the aisles. 8 o'clock came. We were still shouting and worshiping God. They were having church upstairs. Song service in, we were still a shouting. Preaching ended, we were still a shouting. Altar call ended, we were still a shouting. The old folks come down from upstairs to downstairs, and then they started shouting. You know what it was? Somebody had a desire for the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Is there anybody in this house tonight that would like to be filled with the power of God? I told Brother Darrell last night, and I'm done. I said, Brother Darrell, I said, you know the difference in now in the day of Pentecost? He said, and I knew he knew, but he said, "What's that to humor me?" I knew you were just humoring me. Amen. He said, "What's that, brother?" I said, "Because back then on the day of Pentecost, they were all in one mind, and they were all in one place. They were all in one accord, and they were all praising the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't tell me that we can all be in one mind and all be in one place and all be in one accord and all be doing the same thing and the Holy Ghost won't blow this place apart. Amen. I guarantee you what would happen right now. We'd have a move of the Holy Ghost that they would talk about for years. I said we'd have a move of the Holy Ghost they'd talk about for years. Is there anybody desiring the fire of God's Holy Ghost? Why don't you raise your hands towards heaven tonight? Glory to God. Hey, brother. Hey, brother Trenton. You see me way back there? You see me way back there, brother? Hallelujah. Wave at me if you see me. Hallelujah. Tyler, you see me back there? Amen. I want you to know if you want to get full of the Holy Ghost, what you got to do is love Him. I mean, that's all you got to do is just love Him. You want to get filled with the power of God? All you got to do is just love Him. I said, all you got to do is just love Him. Hey, young folks back there in the back, you want to get filled with God's Holy Ghost? Let me tell you how to do it. Just love Him. I said, just love Him. Tell Him how wonderful He is.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. I said, I think this place is about to grab it. Oh, glory be to God. I said, oh, glory be to God. Is there anybody in here that needs a baptism? Amen. You should already be running to the altar, raising your hands up in the air and crying out, I must be filled with the power of God. I want more of You. I want more of You. I want... Hallelujah. Don't worry about what you do. Just go ahead and do it. Amen. Don't worry about how you praise Him. Just make sure you love Him and you praise Him and you magnify His name, for He is worthy. I believe tonight if we can just get all in one accord and begin to praise God here, there ain't no telling what God would do about this. Come, Sister Alexander, come. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I wonder what the next generation brother is going to bring out. Is it going to bring out some praisers? Somebody that's willing to let go and let God have His way. Oh, glory be to God. Don't worry about what you sound like. Don't worry about what you look like. Just praise and magnify God, for He's worthy. I said He's worthy. God, I must be filled. I must be filled with Your power. I tell you what, amen. From the front to the back, we need to be praising Him right now. We need to be praising Him right now from the front to the back. Why don't you raise your hands and believe God to do it tonight? Amen. From the young ladies to the mothers to the grandmothers. Amen. Why don't we praise and magnify God because He's worthy? Tell Him that you love Him tonight. Tell Him that you love Him tonight. Tell Him that He's wonderful tonight. Tell Him that He's wonderful. He loves. Show Him tonight. Affirm it to heaven. Amen. Make sure that it's demonstrated in this service tonight that you love the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.